Welcome back to Tell the Band to Go Home. It is our Pledgerama show. Every week of the year, I have something on for you. It is almost unheard of that a week goes by that there isn't a show on for you. Sometimes we have to repeat them. I can't always find the time to get down here or record something brand new. So we do have reruns every once in a while. But even those, I try to make them special and unique and worth listening to. So a lot of work and a lot of time goes into this very program, and I do it for myself, okay? Just the satisfaction of doing that and listening to these songs and stuff, that is a ton of fun. I've been doing this, you know, in my bedroom and my basement for all my life. But there's something special about knowing that people are out there and knowing that people are listening and knowing that people care. That makes it that much more special and that much more rewarding. And I really do feel that what we do here does a huge service to musicians, to venues around town, and just to the community itself. I believe that music touches souls, and we connect the right music with the right people. Something special happens, and I think that we are a wonderful avenue to do that. And in order for us to keep doing that, we need a little bit of your help to get us a new transmitter, 204-474-6610. We're trying to raise $32,000. Last count, $11,300. So, you know, we're getting there. It's still early in the week, but I'll be honest with you, we're a little down in a couple of areas. I'm not going to lie. My numbers, you know, normally for the past 4 years, I've been grateful, to land in some esteemed company along with my pal Stu over at CKUW as UMFM Zone $3,000 man. I've raised over $3,000 a year for the past 4 years. And that is roughly 10% of the station's take, which is kind of mind-boggling. But I'll be perfectly honest with you, we're kind of off the pace, I guess is one way of putting it, this year. So it's going to take quite a bit to get to $3,000 for me, that's for sure. So I could use your help. Anything you want to donate and you want to tag towards this very program would be greatly appreciated. You can of course support any one of the fabulous shows here. It all goes to the same place. We're all trying to reach the same goal, but you know, there's a special little satisfaction that comes from having you say, you know what, I want to support this very program. And this program has always been one of the highest donated to programs on the schedule here at UMFM. Little far off that goal this year. So any help that you can offer up would be appreciated, whether it goes to me or to Gail or John or Lyle's out there. Skippy, great new show at 4 o'clock, man. Just so much great stuff here on the station. But whatever it is, give us a little donation. We'd love. Uh-oh, there's storming the doors. I thought I had that thing locked. No. Here they come. Here comes the Roots Music Trust here in Winnipeg. We have the man, the myth, the legend, John Prentice over there. John, what is going on with your hand? What is that?
Just had a little cyst removed from it, but it looks pretty ugly, eh?
Yeah.
But it's okay. I'm sorry. I'm just trying to scare people. Ah, but it's okay. It's fine.
You're a lover, not a fighter. Isn't that true, John?
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
Not that I would know.
Right in there, Gail.
Jeff,
hi, John.
Yes, I just wanted to say you've got a great website. If there was a prize for the person that had the best website.
Well, it's got a lot of stuff there. It's pretty disorganized, if you ask me. I would love to be able to spend a bunch of time fixing it up, but we try.
I see there's two shows coming up. It would be pretty interesting. Tony Furtado and Luther Right and the Wrongs.
Yes.
And are Luther Right and the Wrongs the one that did the cover of Pink Floyd?
That's absolutely right, yes. Yeah. Rebuild the Wall. It was a huge deal. And, you know, I guess I'd have to look at the history, but it seems to me that a lot of bluegrass covers started after that album. I think they really if not started that trend, they certainly blew it wide open. And it was a bit of a big deal. And there's so much more than that. They're such a great band. There's so many great songs and a bunch of great records.
How many guys?
Well, it kind of fluctuates. Coming, I think we have four or five
at your place.
In this version.
Okay.
Yeah. We're going to talk about a special guest that's coming to that show in just a minute. But hi, Gail. And I know you're chomping at the bit. What else are you chomping at? What are you eating there?
Smarties.
Oh.
Trying to make me smarter.
She'll give you some.
I hate Smarties. Yeah.
Oh, okay, then we won't worry. I wanted to tell you that you did get a couple of pledges by phone.
Quite very nice. Do you know who?
I do. Gene.
Oh, Gene's out there?
Gene and Boyd.
Oh, nice.
$100.
Very nice. Thank you very much to those fine, wonderful, generous people.
And Aaron Shippers.
Ah, Aaron's out there.
She's at the ukulele club now.
I don't know. I think she was having a delayed Thanksgiving dinner or something today. But
managed
yeah,
to call in.
I'm sure there's ukulele music being planned for that. That's dessert or something at the dinner, I'm sure.
And 204-474-6610. If anybody else wants to phone in, you can still phone after Jeff's show is over, of course.
Yeah, but it's nice to hear that phone while we're on the air. And we do like to see a nice total by the time the show goes off the air. I should also thank quickly Alan, super supporter of all things music in this town, was kind enough to support us. Dave Clement, who puts on amazing house concerts, a musician and a great guy out there, donated to the show, and that's awesome. Rob Selver, who's been listening for a long time, sent in his support. Thanks, Rob. My friend Tanya down in the States sent in a pledge. She's just a wonderful person. Allison Green, who is just a super fan of all things music and just a wonderful person. Thank you, my friend. Barb sent in her thing. Zen and Melissa sent their support. Eugene, Stu, and Mike teamed up for a nice pledge. Ian sent in a pledge. Thank you, Ian. Trish and Rob are out there. Jared pledged. Oh, he must have felt guilty because I pledged to his show. I'm sure that wasn't a willing
pledge.
Well,
maybe his finger slipped.
That could have been too. Yeah. Jane sent us a pledge, not my Jane, but a different Jane. That's very nice. Ray and Nancy also sent in a pledge, and my lovely wife Jane also sent in a pledge as well. Who else do we have on the list? Oh, look at this.
It's a huge list, Jeff. It's kind of nice.
It's growing. Oh, Tim and Jan. That's so great. Thank you, Tim and Jan. I love those two people. Gail Comfort. Oh, thanks very much, Gail. Aaron Goss. Speaking of D-Rangers, Aaron... Thank you. Just a wonderful guy. Chelsea gave us a pledge. Thank you, Chelsea. Lyle, good old Waxy. He's all right.
And he's here now. He's manning the phones.
You know what, Galen? If this number is true for this show, we're at $904, which is great. $904.81. How are you with the math, Gail? No.
To do what?
No, I can do this. What would it be? It would be like $95.19.
Oh, to get you up over that hump.
$95.19 would get us up over $1,000.
Is my pledge on there?
Let's see.
204-474.
Yes, it is.
Okay.
474-6610.
That's right.
Or online.
Yeah, so a $100 pledge would push us over $1,000, which...
would make Jeff happy.
I feel a lot
happier.
There are
so many people that listen to this show, Jeff, and they really enjoy it. So,
yeah, keeping in mind that we do usually bring in about $3,000, and we're looking to get to $1,000, and less than $100 would do it. So if anybody out there wants to send in that $101.50 pledge, is pretty nice. You get some nice stuff with that. And I'm saying stuff because I don't have the list in front of me, and I'm too lazy to get it.
Jeff, can I just say, I know you have the...
John, you can say whatever you want.
Okay, well, I just... There are favorite moments that I've had on your show.
Mostly when I screw up, I'm sure.
No. The one this year was when you had John Wart-Hanum on to talk, unfortunately, about Guy Clark passing. But,
right.
But that was an amazing interview, telling his story about going down to...
Wasn't that a great story?
And, you could hardly do the questioning because you're laughing so hard.
That's absolutely right.
You should play that again sometime. And he's got John has a great new album, too. And we saw him at Canmore.
Love Lives On. Yeah, what a great record. And it has that... Man, that song, Man of God, have you heard that song? Well, the song about the residential schools? And
well, there's one that he was playing a lot of times at workshops and on main stage at Canmore, and I was just trying to look it up. I can't remember the name of it, but very, like, the top song for me on that new album anyway. But
he's just got some amazing songs. He's getting right up there with, like, David Francie and stuff, with just writing epic songs that'll be, you know, around for ages.
I hear the phone ringing.
Ah,
just
want
to let you know, if you pledge $101.50, you're going to get a Friends with Benefits card. You're going to get one of those UMFM patches, you know, to put on a jacket or your hat or whatever. You're going to get the Transmission CD, which is music that has been recorded here at UMFM, and it is a very good album. I listened to it, finally. You're going to get that UMFM camping mug or your choice of a pledge T-shirt or a UMFM canteen. That is the $101.50. So just think about it. It's well worthwhile.
Yes.
Lots of other, and of course, if any pledge at all, even if it's $5, we appreciate it. And you would get a Friends with Benefits card if you just make a pledge. And right. Those cards are great, really.
Oh, yeah. You can save a lot of money with that.
You can, and it's all over. It's not just out here on the campus. It's all across Winnipeg, and it's well worth having. So think about that. If your budget only allows you to give like $5, $10, $15, well, Friends with Benefit card is yours.
And also, we've got tons of stuff in the old prize box. I don't know if people are mentioning prizes out there when they call, but please take a look at the list because there's some great stuff in the box here. You guys talk for just a second. I just want to pull out a few things out of the box and maybe mention them.
Okay, I can talk. I'm very good at that.
Well, we haven't mentioned the $250 golden ticket.
Oh, the gold. Yes. Go ahead, yeah. John.
And I don't want to brag, but did you know that listeners of this program have won every single year so far?
Yeah.
4 years in a row?
Well, there's eight prizes, though. Somebody on my show won.
Oh, cheapen it, John.
I think, Gail, yes. You won it the first year.
I won it. I got to go to the West End Cultural Center with, you know, you get two tickets to the West End Cultural Center, the Park Theater.
To every show, almost.
To every single show.
Which shows don't you get to go for the West End? There's a few, just a couple.
It's very few.
You're right. Yeah. He is always looking at the negative. Why is he doing this?
I don't know.
No, I mean,
turn off his mic.
The pyramid is great. And this year they've added Goodwill Social Club, which is.
Yeah, and the Handsome Daughters also.
And the Handsome Daughters also on there. And
Park Theater. Sorry.
I said, the Park, one of my favorite places.
Dietmar won the Park Theater one. He's in Germany, so he couldn't make it to the show. So he sent me as his representative the first year we did it. And let me tell you, that was a pretty sweet prize.
It really
Dietmar.
Was.
And I should mention Dietmar once again with an unbelievably generous pledge. The man is, if you look at the album credits in an album, chances are like one of every fifth album or something has somebody thank Dietmar for their generous support.
Real music
because
lovers.
He is just an unbelievable music angel. I love that man. And he supported us very, very generously once again. And I'm just so, so blown away by his support. Yeah. Anyways, I wanted to mention a few things that are in the old prize box if people are looking, if you haven't had a chance to look at the list. I love this compilation. It's called Songs of the Future, The Tomorrow Collective, put together by Lewis Melville. You know Lewis Melville.
I do.
He puts together these great charitable compilations with tons of artists. And this one is 33 Songs About the Future, A Musical Prophecy. And there's just some super fun stuff on there. And he paints all the artwork himself. It's a pretty beautiful thing. I love that.
He does great bird imitations as well, too, right?
Does he?
Yes,
no,
he does.
At your house concert.
He did.
Oh, yeah.
Remember? Yeah.
Yeah, okay. John Mann, his solo record, The Waiting Room, about his battle with cancer. I kind of wished that was the biggest battle he'd ever have to face. Unfortunately, Alzheimer's, man, he's like 52 years old or something.
You went to two concerts in Vancouver?
Yeah, the most amazing, just the saddest, most amazing, most beautiful show I think I've ever seen. Got to see Spirit of the West. Anyways, this is his, I guess it'll be his last solo record. That's in the box. I got a copy of Del Barber's first record, Where the City Ends. That's a fine one, featuring classics such as the Party Song. You know the Party Song. Chris Stapleton, you know his big record, Traveler. That's in the box. Great one from Barney Bentall called Gift Horse. I love this. Shannon Lyne, you know Shannon Lyne,
yes.
Right? Kind of a dark soul. He's got this great album called Broken Things, which is a bit of a dark record. And why don't you read what the sticker says on the front of that?
Three beers and I am naked. Which isn't really dark if he's alone, maybe it is.
I don't know why he has stickers from beerflirt.com, but that comes with it. The Lowest of the Low, one of my favorite bands of all time. Their second record, Hallucigenia, is in the box. Charlie Mars, who was here a couple of years ago, opening for the Dixie Chicks. I actually have a bunch of copies of his great record, Blackberry Light. This is a terrific record. I think maybe you're a bit of a fan of Buffy St. Marie.
I am a Buffy.
I got Buffy's Polaris Prize winning record, Power in the Blood. Great one from Cale Matson, featuring Jim Bryson on this thing.
What do people have to do to get
access? They have to pledge $25 and they have to say they want it. That's pretty much it. Lindy, you remember Lindy from Winnipeg? He's living in Toronto now, makes amazing records. His last record, Young Waverer, is in the box. Great one from the Crooked Brothers. Thank You, I'm Sorry. Very diverse and interesting and wonderful record.
474-6610, and you'll get to talk to Lyle in person.
Well, you guys will go. You're not going to stay here all day, are you?
He wants us to leave now.
Well,
he's finished
Lyle.
With us. Here comes Lyle.
Well, Lyle's got another piece of paper in his hand. That is very nice. Yes, Lucy, and with a pledge. Thank you, Lucy. You are unbelievably generous and kind. Thank you.
It's really, yes. You want to sit here, Lyle? No.
I can sit if you want.
Yeah.
Got to get Lyle in here.
Hey, Lyle.
Lyle, you are a fixture in our house. People don't interrupt Jane during your show.
Okay, well, that's
she has
nice
a bit of a crush
hear.
On you, so I might give you a hug on her behalf later in the program.
I'll accept that.
Okay. Lyle, you've been here since the beginning, right?
And that's right, yes.
Doing a fabulous program, and your show's coming up after us. And
5 o'clock, yeah.
5 o'clock, and of course we can support you as well. John's on Saturdays, 2 to 4 p.m. Gail's coming up tonight at 6 o'clock. Comfort Cafe, playing some, I don't know what mic that is, Gail.
That's 4.
That's number 4. All right.
I moved to mic 4.
Yeah. All right, so... Anything else?
This is actually my 900th show today.
Is it really?
Yes.
900?
Yes, it is.
900.
Congratulations.
Holy cow.
Wow.
I'm up in the 600s. I'm in the 660s
right now. That means you've been doing the show for 18 years or something like that?
I would say for 18 years, starting September, yes.
That's amazing.
The first weekend that we started, yeah.
Well, congratulations, Lyle. That is a monumental achievement, and man, I hope you're here for a long time to come. And in order for the station to keep doing what we do, we need your help. 474-6610, and it would make me feel good to get up over the $1,000. So call us with your support if you can. And we can always do the payment plan, like if you think, well, this is a bad time for me or I can't afford too much right now, that's fine. We'll put it on the payment plan. I'll tell you what I do. I start my payments in January and I get them over before the summer. So I make 5 payments starting in January. It's painless. Painless. There's not a lot going on that chunk of time for me. Great time to pay for stuff, better than now. So I just defer it till then. Very easy. Anyway, anything else here, guys?
Phone number 474-6610 or umfm.com. Go there, and right on the front page, it'll show you everything very easily to do for an online pledge as well.
Right. Now, before I was teasing, coming up at the Sunset Saloon, November the 3rd, we have a show that's already huge. You already mentioned Luther Wright and the Wrongs, legendary roots rock combo. They're coming with a guy named Ruben de Groot, who is an emerging songwriter. Lots of people love this guy's writing, and he's got a lot of friends and a lot of fans. I can't wait for you to hear this guy. But then I just found out, I got the tour poster in my email, and there was another name on the poster, and I was like, excuse me? And it turns out that also on the bill, You might not know the name. I bet you know the voice, but even if you don't, man, you should. Also joining us on November the 3rd, so we got Luther Wright in the Wrongs, we got Ruben de Groot, and this lady right here, Colleen Brown.
Summer left some
That song is just, it's touching me in all kinds of wonderful ways. That is brand new from Colleen Brown from her forthcoming record. Comes out very soon, actually. The album's called Seasons Are Circling, and it's a bunch of collaborations. I know there's a collaboration with Slow Leaves on that record. That one, though, is a collaboration with somebody called Major Love. I don't know what that means, but I like it. I can't wrap my heart around it. Man, it's so great. The record is called Seasons Are Circling. You can pre-order it on the Bandcamp. And, man, as soon as I heard that song, I don't even think I was all the way through the song. And I was sold. So good. Pre-order that. And you can catch Colleen Brown at my house on November the 3rd. Along with Ruben de Groot and Luther Wright and the Wrongs. That's insanity to me that you could see such a strong bill in some joker's living room. I almost feel bad. It should be somewhere else. We heard a song that got a lot of love on CBC and a bunch of other places before that called Love You Baby from Colleen's record Foot in Heart. And that show is filling up, but there is still plenty of room for sure. And if you want to get in, you just let me know. Just go to tellthebandtogohome.com. There's a little page where you can send me an email, or you can just send me an email, jeff@tellthebandtogohome.com. And we can make it happen that way. Hey, Chelsea, what's your narrative today? Is there a special narrative? What's
local?
Oh, it's local.
Yeah, support local.
Support live local. All right, so coming up on What's the Narrative very shortly, all local music, and Chelsea and Skippy will have great stuff, I'm sure. Now, I'm running out of time because I talk too much, but the cause is so important. And by the way, we still need your support, your love. Thank you to the people who have done so, but we can certainly use some more on the list. 204-474-6610, or you can go to umfm.com and donate. And with that, you can request a song. I got a bunch of songs to play for a bunch of people. We'll have to carry some of them over till Thursday for sure, but we'll start at the top of the list. Alan, who is one of the first ones in. Alan is a super supporter of music and just a great guy. And he sent in his support early on and asked for this song by Crooked Still. Thank you, Alan, and thank you everybody else who's pledged. We'd love to hear from more people, though, too. 404-474-6610 if you want to talk to me directly. It's 269-8636, 269-UMFM.
yourself down. I'll tell you said satin of love that I hadn't found. Till you whisper to me your sweet sound. Ooh, my lady, put your hand in mine. I'll pull you into me for a dance that has no time to a song that doesn't rhyme. All I can give you is this pool I'm in. And I forgive you if you find that you cannot swim. Stop me from thinking of what I once knew. Save me from sinking in the rhythm of your eyes so blue.
They can catch me up and spin me, or leave me in a dream. And though the words you speak are truthful, you know you hurt me when you say that the time you spend with me is but a small part of your day. Thank you. outside my door. When the sun is setting low and the evening
Friends, thank you. Thank you to those of you who have called. We only have 15 minutes left, 204-474-6610. There are still some great people who we haven't heard from yet. I would love to hear from you and get us up. Our total is getting higher all the time, but we're still a ways off where we'd like to be. So 204-474-6610. The station total is up over 13,000 now, 13,431, which is nice. Help us get a little closer. Before, what did we just hear there? We heard Stephen Fearing, just a beautiful, beautiful song called Beguiling Eyes from his first record, Out to Sea. Send that out to Trish and Rob. Thank you very much for your support. And Alan requested something from Crooked Still, Oh Agamemnon. This one goes out to our pal Rob Silver, who called in with his pledge and asked for this one. Man, I thought me and Gail were the only ones around who knew of this band. Thanks for requesting this one, Rob. That's not it at all, is it? I bet you it's this one.
ghost that you can see. Hey, don't forget about me. Freezing rain, Texas to Tennessee. Slept right through Arkansas in the back seat. And I may never stop trying to change your mind. Take it from me, forever is a long time. Light. It gets so dark down here in the country at night. Diesel station, sweet relief. I'm just a stranger here, these small town police. And I'm in there. Stop trying to change your mind. Take it from me. Forever is a long time. Forever is a long time. Forever is a long time.
Forever is a long time. I like that one. That's a good one. That's Scott Nolan from his album Silver Hill. Terrific, terrific record last year, along with Willie Sugar Caps. And that song is part of my Best of 2015 compilation, which I haven't even talked about. You can get that. Everybody who pledges gets a copy of that thing. Three discs of great music. There's a mellower one, a more rockin' one, and this year, for the first time, a exclusive covers compilation featuring all kinds of cool cover versions that came out last year. That's part of the thing. And, of course, there's an MP3 collection of them all. And you can get that with your pledge, 204-474-6610. I'm feeling a lot better about things, but still, by my math, we're at least $1,200 away from me being $3,000 between two shows. And that's a lot of money to raise on Thursday. So we could use the help today. Also got a new total here in the booth, $13,431.79. Who's the math whiz here? Okay, I guess that leaves me. That means what do we need? Like $68.21. Is that right? $68.21 to get us to $13,500. So, you know, a $75, let's pad it a little, $75 pledge. That'd be fantastic to get right now in the next 4 minutes. While we play this one for Melissa, I think she's starting to like this guy almost as much as NQR Buckle. Well, maybe not that much, but I know she likes this guy. And we'll play it for her. How about something from our buddy? He came down on the show last year and played for us. Good old William Prince. This might be our last song.
Take so much to be marveled in this day and age. Every road has been followed every mistake's been made. But there's a lot to be desired, and I find myself inside memories still alive just behind my eyes. Seems the more I go, leaving home, looking for what I need's been buried in my soul. 'Cause I never heard a song quite like Elvis. Not much beats the sound of the pouring rain. And there's something in your kiss leaves me so helpless. You leave me breathless. You leave me breathless. So there's this voice inside, terrified, plagued with pride, resonating, sounding like my own. Then piece by piece, oh, suddenly no subtleties, your beauty, it can bring me to my knees. 'Cause I never heard a song quite like Elvis. Not much beats the sound of the pouring rain. And there's something in your kiss leaves me so helpless. You leave me breathless. You leave me breathless.
All right, Skippy's standing over my shoulder, ready to take me out. So I better not go out too overtime. Skippy, he's a big dude. He could mess me up, and I don't want that to happen. I love Skippy. So we'll fade that out and thank Melissa for her support and request. And you know, we'll play more William Prince for you for sure. You know, thanks to everybody who has called in with their pledge and their support. It means a great deal to us. Once again, Alan, Dave, Rob, Silver, Tanya, Allison, Barb, Zen and Melissa, Eugene, Stu, Mike, Ian, Trish and Rob, Jared, Rob, is Rob on there twice? Jane Stewart, thank you. Ray and Nancy, Laura, Gail, John, Tim and Jan, Jeff O'Leary, great man. Big Dietmar, oh, just the most kind and generous person on earth. Aaron Goss, Chelsea, thank you very much. I don't know, you donated, but not Skip. I've known Skip for a long time. Gene is out there. Thank you, Gene. Just a patron of the arts and a saint. Lyle, thank you very much. Aaron, and anybody else who wants to pledge. By my math, we're up over $1,500 for this show. That's still a ways off what we try to do here on this program, so we could use a few more. I'm going to go out and answer phones, 204-474-6610. If you want to chat, we could certainly do that, and I'd love to hear from you, chat with you out in the lobby. I'll be here for a while, so stay tuned. And I think that's it. I'll be back on Thursday, 6:30 to 8 o'clock for Steel Belted Radio and the Pledgerama Super Show for that program. So join us then. More special guests and live music and all kinds of stuff. But stay tuned for What's the Narrative, Waxy's Dargo, Comfort Cafe, all kinds of great stuff.